Good morning. I'm just coming back from the local coffee shop. Got a coffee on my bike. And I'm thinking about a question that's been presenting itself to me over the past couple of days. So I was in the kitchen and I'd just taken a break from being online, connected to the internet with my laptop, connected into a big screen, ADSL2, fast internet connection, yada, yada, yada. And I just thought about something I had seen in a presentation or in an interview about technology and media and how there are iterations of, I guess, different types of platforms and different types of technologies, and each subsequent iteration kind of not consumes but sort of subsumes or encapsulates the previous incarnation. So kind of print media and say TV or video become bundled into the internet. The internet then has additional functionality. The internet will be bundled into another type of media or technology in the future. And it extends backwards as well, with things like radio and newspapers. So the original content in terms of reading, of print, is still there in the internet, all the way back from, say, the Gutenberg printing press. The concept of audio, like radio, is still there online, presented to us. And the concept of video or TV or broadcast TV is still available in terms of video on demand. But the shift has been to who the publishers and subscribers are and the barriers of entry. So pretty much anyone can make video or audio at a very low cost with a low barrier of entry. So I was thinking about how I decided a couple of years ago not to allow the broadcast media to dictate what I watched or what I listened to. I didn't want to give them access to my mind. I didn't want to give them mindshare. So I pretty much haven't had TV. I haven't had a cable connection to TV. I haven't really watched or listened to TV, except for pretty rare occasions. I am more selective around maybe picking certain types of content that may be presented on TV, but consuming them through the internet on kind of more on my terms without advertising and at specific times. But the main thrust of, I guess, what I wanted to muse upon or think about is a kind of a dualistic approach versus a holistic approach, and how they're actually connected, and how the presence and absence of something helps to define the other. So I'm talking about contrasting two things, which inevitably leads to comparing two things as well. So I elected not to have TV about 3-4+ years ago for a certain set of reasons. And it just hit me in the kitchen when I was thinking about it. I'd taken my break from being online and doing work, that albeit the engagement was more bi-directional and I felt like I was, I suppose, more in control when going online, that essentially I'm still consuming media, still consuming information, albeit on slightly different terms. And the thought sprung or struck to me that in the same way one may do a retreat from life to gain, I guess, contrast or to reduce stimuli or to create space, that maybe the space I inhabit or where I live, like my apartment, should be an analog oasis. And what do I mean by that? Basically, no internet, no TV, no radio. One could take it as far as saying no books. I'll probably leave the books in for a little bit of stimulus. But I was thinking about, would it force a more, is it like a choice architecture, and would it create a space that would that would lead to a better engagement between people, so less distracted. I'm not talking about checking your phone in at the front door, but definitely reducing the sample space or the amount of stimuli once one walks into the apartment. So I tend not to have the apartment cluttered. It tends to be a more kind of simple, plain, with sort of small details and small features, approaching, I guess, trying to create maybe like a zen-like garden, or a sort of a certain simple kind of Japanese aesthetic. So the concept really is around the requirement for dualism, or two different viewpoints, or two different alternates or opposites, or two different contrasting things, which, a bit like light and dark, yin and yang, positive and negative, you know, good and evil, are two extreme ends of a spectrum, which help you understand not just either end of the spectrum, but it also allows or enables you to differentiate the different shades of grey in between, and the extent to which a certain shade of grey may be made up from X amount of white and Y amount of black. Otherwise, there's no reference point. So a lot of the, I guess, mystics, or a lot of the different sort of like more esoteric, I guess, religions or philosophies, really focus on dualism as a way to actually find holism, or to generate a holistic approach. And then, of course, there's the kind of the use of the intellectual or the rational mind to actually collapse the intellectual and rational mind to get one out of that headspace and that kind of that prison of thinking, and get one to I guess live with more senses and authenticity, to kind of shut off the mind. So when creating one's own space, if you have the ability to decide, or you can generate or make decisions or control your space, apart from making a comfortable or homely or safe environment, it's interesting to note what stimuli, or what of, I suppose, a kind of a defined outside that you actually bring inside. And what do I mean by that? I mean, albeit we're still inhabiting the world and we're still moving through all our own realities, there's still a demarker, there's still a boundary that we create, be it real or not, be it self, be it ego, be it a sort of an exoskeleton of a car around us, be it our apartment that, you know, your home is your castle, somewhere that you retreat to. And what are the things that you choose to bring into that, apart from yourself, of course? So reducing the amount of stimulus or stimuli, or the potential, I suppose that's the other aspect, is reducing a sort of a well-defined channel of stimuli in your environment, versus removing or omitting certain things from your environment, such that there's more space, more, I guess, what I call zero space, which is a kind of a, I guess it's a certain sort of state where it's empty, but it's full of potential. So it's a bit like your mind when it's quiet, or when it's in a flow state and it's operating or not operating in a certain type of way. There's a lot of potential and ideas that arise, or thoughts that can spontaneously arise, be they positive or negative. So they could be creative, they could be solving something, or it could be some sort of a shadow, or some sort of a unresolved or unaddressed issue or part of one's history. So the idea of carving or sculpting one's space to help carve or sculpt one's mind is an interesting thought. And I'm thinking about cancelling my internet at home, which will create an interesting kind of challenge, I suppose, including, I guess, 3G and stuff like that as well. So preventing the ability to access the internet via 3G. It will, I think, generate an impetus or a need for me to go outside or go somewhere else for internet. It will create a certain compartmentalization of when going online, and when and how one consumes information or engages with others in a certain way. The intent is that to have, I guess, going back to a sort of a more present, fully attentive, deeper and richer engagement with people in my home, about bending my awareness and my attention more to the local proximity. So rather than inhabiting a space that's abstract and outside of my mind when I'm engaging online, to reaffirming a certain type of awareness locally within a specific space that I have control over. So maybe we could just think about how we sculpt or carve our environments and what effect our environments have on us. And this arc or this kind of vector of technology that kind of comes through time and gobbles up each preceding technology and encapsulates it and brings it forward. So if you've applied a certain philosophy or a certain, you've kind of built a certain relationship with a certain type of technology, such as newspapers or phones or TV, what does it mean to apply some of those concepts or some of those policies to the internet?